The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that app, so download it. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming off the loss against the Steelers, we talked a lot about how Jaden Daniels played. I didn't think he played poorly, but I don't think it was his best game for sure. I thought he was fair, took care of the football, only completed 50% of his passes, but he had some drops. But he did miss some passes in the last game, and we're wondering, does this game mean a lot to you for Jaden? Does he need a bounce back type of game?
No. No, no, no.
He's I'd like fine. To see a bounce well, back. No,
he's going to bounce back.
He needs a bounce back just based off on who they're playing. He needs to play better than he did last week.
Yeah, but they're talking about, does he need a bounce back game, like in terms of your evaluation of him or something?
Oh, no.
He can. He'd have to bomb like five or six games in a row, and it did way worse than what he did last week.
But I would like to see an uptick from what he had last week. Personally, I think
he will.
And I think he was a little bit snake bitten because he did throw one to Diami that was dropped in the end zone, and Terry McLaurin was tackled like on the 1 or 2 yard line.
But there was documented like 6 or 7 drops.
Right.
But when the
I
overall
think it was 5.
When the overall number of touchdowns produced is 0, of course you need a bounce back.
Right.
I'm not saying you need a bounce back to prove that you are the future at that position, because you are, but yeah, you need a bounce back because you need to play better to beat this team.
And I think with B-Rob either being limited or potentially missing, even if he is a little bit dinged up, I think he has to run more.
He's playing.
I think B-Rob's going to play, but I agree.
Have we confirmed that?
No.
I'm pretty sure he's playing.
That's just our gut.
That doesn't mean he's playing. We thought he was playing last week, but he didn't play.
That's our gut.
Well, my gut is he misses again. But anyway, I think
you're going to owe me money on that.
That's fine. $2. I'm not sweating it.
You want to go 4?
No. I'm not ready to double down on it. But with B-Rob, say he plays, I'm guessing he's not 100%. Jaden needs to fill in that void somewhat.
Agreed.
Like, I'm not talking 80 or 100 yards rushing, but 30 to 35 to keep the Eagles off balance. I think they need that in the offense.
Agreed.
Even though they're still scoring a bunch
of points. He's got to run for more than 5 yards.
Yeah, he has to be more of a threat
on
the ground.
And he will. And they know that. Kingsbury knows that.
Of course.
It's a virtual certainty he's going to play better. It's a virtual certainty.
You're confident.
Those guys, I am. They're not going to have all those outrageous drops.
You might have a turnover or two, though.
Yeah, that could happen.
I mean, although, he's kind of he's really good at taking care of the football.
Yeah.
And the team overall this season is on like a historic pace with only 3 turnovers total, right? Mm-hmm. He's kind of due a couple.
Maybe. You know, he's number one in the NFL, according to PFF. He's tied with Lamar for in turnover-worthy play percentage.
Yeah.
Number one. So he has a turnover-worthy play.
He's taking care of it, man.
one time out of every 100. 1.4 times.
I would think
it's remarkable for anybody, let alone a rookie.
He's got to be on record pace for a starting rookie quarterback to play this many games and have this few turnovers.
You know who's right there with him? Bo Nix, believe it or not, at 1.6% or 1.5%.
You know what? The Commanders, they're better than the Eagles at taking care of the ball. Eagles are just a plus one. Commanders are plus six. Maybe that's a factor in the game.
Yeah, because remember earlier in the year, Hurts was turning the ball over a little bit. And he went on a streak where he didn't. But but then I think he turned the ball over twice against Dallas.
Mm-hmm. This is also going to be the best opponent the Eagles have faced in 5 or 6 weeks in the Commanders.
Yeah.
A team that has the ability to push back when Philly scores. And I'm expecting Philly to score. Just need the Commanders to kind of trade scores with them. I don't think it's going to be a defensive struggle in this game.
800-636-1067. Want to hear from you. What do you need to see from Jaden tomorrow night against Philadelphia? Do you need a better performance than the game he had against the Steelers? 800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. To answer the question I threw out there, no, I think you've seen enough. Like, you don't want to have a bad game.
Yeah, I mean,
I do think it's possible he can have a bad game. I'm not where Eric is. Every quarterback has bad games. Jared Goff.
I didn't say he wasn't going to have a bad game. I just think he's going to bounce back. I just think he'll bounce back.
Okay, but he could have a bad game and it would be worse. He could have a worse game for sure. Jared Goff just had a 5-interception game and he was having an MVP type season.
Yeah, I know.
Hadn't thrown an interception for 5 or 6 games.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he had 5.
I think he just had his little dud. Now maybe he'll have a horrible one. I just don't see it.
I don't know if Jaden has it in his DNA to throw the ball to the other team 5 times in one game.
Yeah, I'd be stunned if he ever does that in his career.
I mean, I'd be shocked if he did that.
I'll take that bet right now. I'll make that bet.
He never has a 5-pick
game. He'll never have a 5-interception game in his career. That's a lifetime bet, a career long bet. I don't know. I mean, of course, you're right. Of course, he could have a 2-interception game. There could be 2 tipped balls. I just think he'll be a little bit more accurate. He'll break free. I listened to Keim talk about it this morning, and he's right. I mentioned it at the time. He was this close to busting that one run.
Yeah, he was.
If he got tripped up,
that would have been a 30-yard run.
He could have taken that to the house. He would have had one safety to beat. It was this close.
The one up the middle at the end.
Yes, the
end.
Draw.
The draw. It was there.
To me, the bigger one was the sideline one. Patrick Queen chased him down. Baldy has a really good breakdown of that play.
Yeah, I don't even remember that off the top of my head. That particular one.
He just faked the handoff and rolled to the left.
Yeah.
And he was going down the sideline.
What did he get, 1 yard or something? He got nothing, right?
Yeah, maybe. A couple.
Yeah. But there's 2 different questions. If you're asking, does he need a bounce back game to reassure people that he's the guy? That's an unequivocal no. Does he need a bounce back game
to beat the Eagles?
The Eagles? Maybe. He had a mediocre game for him. I give it a B- game. They scored 27 points and lost by 1. If they get a better spot or a little fortuitous spot, I would argue they're probably going to win that game.
Yeah, and the numbers aren't great, but De'Ami Brown dropped the touchdown pass.
Steelers did give him a gift and gave him 7 points because of the stupid fake punt.
For sure, but we gave him something with Zacchaeus and bounced it off his helmet.
I'd say gave him 3 points guaranteed. He still got to get into the end zone. Made it easier. I'm just saying.
I mean, they got it at the 15.
Yeah. Look, they didn't rack up a bunch of yards.
I don't know.
I
would agree with you.
Punts.
You're answering the question 2 different ways. I would agree with you. You don't need a bounce back to prove he's still the guy. Of course he's the guy. But you need a bounce back to beat the Eagles. On the road on a Thursday night, this is a big one.
Well, what if he still produces 27 points, though?
I don't think they will if he doesn't throw any touchdowns or rushes for a
touchdown. My worry if he produces 27 is that the defense allows 31 or 35. Right. So just a hot Eagles team.
Well, if that happens, you're going to lose.
Are you worried about?
I'd be concerned about that.
Are you worried about a growing underswell of Jaden isn't beating good teams?
I'm not worried about that yet.
Well, I'm just saying, all of a sudden, if they lose to the Eagles, you lose to the Ravens, you lose to the Steelers, then all of a sudden there's rumblings that Jaden can't beat good teams.
Well, people are already saying that about the team in general, right? They're already saying that. Like, you know, we only want to win over winning teams.
But don't you want to
vanquish that?
Yeah, shut that rumor up?
I don't really care because I know he can. Like, I don't have that worry. You know what I mean? So people can say that, but I don't worry personally that he can't beat a good team. I think Jaden Daniels can beat any team in the league.
Like, but he hasn't.
He's only been here for 11 weeks.
Well, I'm just saying,
that doesn't bother me.
You don't want to extinguish that?
It doesn't bother me, no, because it's only a matter of time.
That stereotype?
No, it's only a matter of time. I know where you're coming from because you take it personally when people say, like, Lamar can't win playoff games and that kind of thing.
Well, it's also Kirk Cousins can't win in primetime. I mean,
yeah, and I always rejected that.
All of a sudden, you start building these narratives.
Well, Kirk couldn't win at 1 p.m. last week.
Well, I'm just saying, you build these narratives, and the only way to get rid of them is to win games like against the Eagles.
Right, and I think that'll happen eventually. Like, I don't know, you know.
Well, if it doesn't happen, then all of a sudden the voice gets louder and louder and louder.
He doesn't seem to be too affected by that stuff. That guy just sits there. He's really cool. I don't think Lamar's affected by it. Do you think Lamar's affected by that stuff? He looks pretty calm and cool to me.
No.
Yeah. But I don't think Jaden's affected by it. So when
a fans call in and they start ripping him for not being able to win against good teams, it's not gonna affect you whatsoever.
I'll tell them they're stupid.
it's a trump card.
Yeah, I'll just tell them they're stupid.
It's the ace up the sleeve.
All right, let's go to Steve in DC. Steve, what's up? You're on with the Junkies. Hey,
how y'all doing today?
What's up? Good.
I don't think Jaden needs a bounce back. To me, I think Kliff needs to be a bounce back in some of those receivers. And some of the reason why I'm saying this is because, as you can see, Kliff, some of them play calls a little bit questionable. And
you're the second person that said that. Explain to me what you're thinking.
Because some of them, like I don't know if there was a play or whatever. I think there was like a reverse or whatever.
Oh yeah, nobody liked that one.
Yeah,
that's because it didn't work.
Excuse me. Some of those plays, I think they're just not needed in certain times, and I think he tries a little too much. And some of those receivers, like Noah Brown dropping that fumble in the end. I mean, dropping the ball in the end zone, especially Zach Ertz. I mean, as a professional and as a veteran, you would think to, like, get your foot behind the sticks a little bit further to kind of, you know where you need to be. Because, I mean, Jada can't put it all in his hands. I mean, as pros and as receivers, you need to find yourself a way to get open and know where to be at certain times. And in clutch plays, you need to step up, you know, when the play is called to you. That's why I think we really should have got another receiver, you know, at the deadline. But – you know, they decided that it was going to be okay. But again, I don't think Jaden needs a bounce back. I think Kliff and some of those receivers do.
All right, fair enough. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I mean, the receivers, that's true. The receivers can't have five drops, especially one in the end zone.
I don't think they will.
But I think Jaden needs a bounce back just in terms of he's got to rush for more than 5 yards. All right, so he's got to be more aggressive that way. And then he's got to be more consistent on the pass completion. He was 50%. Now, I get it. 5 of those were dropped, should have been completed, but still, he wasn't his overall best game throwing.
He wasn't necessarily hitting everybody perfectly in stride.
If I'm Kingsbury, I might be like, you know what? Noah Brown, you're getting a few less targets. Zach, you might get a few less targets. I might get McLaurin. A few more to Eckler.
Okay.
Give Eckler 2 or 3 more targets. If you're worried about dudes dropping balls, Eckler's not going to drop balls for the most part.
Right.
Pretty sure-handed. That's who I'd get more
of. And McLaurin, like I said earlier in the week.
Totally him, too.
I would get him more than 6
Absolutely.
Targets.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Phil in Burke. Phil, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, fellas. Love the show.
Thanks, man.
So the thing is, I think it's starting to occur to Jaden that he really needs to put more on his shoulders just because the defense keeps getting got. With that last game, it was just too leaving the Steelers like in the game to capitalize like at the last second on that trick by Russell. And then even if you go back to when they had to play the Ravens, and now he has to play Jalen Hurts and the Eagles at Lincoln Financial. So it has to be occurring to Jaden that like he has to show up and maintain a large lead because the defense, they just can't defend. They can't depend on them during those clutch moments. They're not stepping up. They're not stopping the opposition when it's a lethal team. And I mean, we're looking at Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, and then the depth just keeps on going. And then plus the fans on top of that. I mean, you see how many fans showed up to the Commander Stadium, waving the towels. That had to get to Jaden and that defense. So I'm concerned. It's a divisional game, and I hope they show up, and I hope they win. I really
do. Scared.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't think Jaden's that fazed by people waving terrible towels at his stadium. I don't think that really gets into his
head.
They
were a spot away from potentially like hitting a game-winning field goal.
Yeah.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't think he's fazed by anything.
He seems pretty chill.
Yeah, he's not worried about the towels.
I didn't see the clip.
He's the most fearless human alive.
I read. Did he say on Sunday that he was just going to go and play video games after?
Well, it's not going to help me to just like think about how bad I feel or something. It's like, right. I just got to move on to the next. Got to get ready, prepare for the next, and chill and, you know, play video games. Like, he's not going to lament all the missed opportunities, which I thought was fine.
You forget about it and you look forward.
Yeah. You know, you wake up the next day. Everybody, you have a bad day. Usually you wake up the next day.
You forget
you feel
about it.
A little bit better.
Now you're preparing for Philly.
Yeah.
You're not worried about Pittsburgh.
Yeah. They don't have time to worry about.
Come in, they're jumping on a plane today.
Head football coach at the University of Maryland will join us at 9:45. But next, we'll shake it up, open up EB's entertainment page. Don't go anywhere.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.